Sorry, a couple minutes late. We were in another meeting. Meeting after meeting. Item number 8 is new combination recreational fishing licenses. This is a briefing and public hearing and decision. So on that, Greg, I will turn it over to you.
Okay. Good afternoon, Mr. Chair, members of the Commission, Deputy Director Storr, and Director Unsworth. My name is Greg Salas. I am the Sales and Marketing Manager in the Licensing Division.
And my name is Peter Verney. I'm the Licensing Divisional Manager for the agency.
Okay, so in this proposed WAC, there are 3 new types of combo, fishing combo licenses. So what I want to do is just go through each of them and just give you a quick background on them and just what the benefit to the customer will be. So the first package is called the Fish Washington License, and what that is, it is a package where you get the annual combination license, a 2-pole endorsement, a Puget Sound crab endorsement, and a Columbia River salmon steelhead endorsement. So what it really is a convenience for the customer. Basically, a lot of customers want to just get everything, so this allows them to do that, and we are offering a slight discount also to encourage them to do this. And we reached out to the public. We did a survey. We had 7,000 responses. We got a lot of positive feedback on it. A lot of people want to have this option where they can get everything at once. We also reached out to the dealer community. Our dealers, 34% loved it. The rest were neutral. Obviously, this package is more of a Western Washington package because it has a lot of endorsements that apply. Well, at least one endorsement applies to Western Washington. And then I'll move on to the next item. The combination upgrade. So what this is, it allows customers maybe who early on decided not to buy a combination license, maybe because they thought maybe there wouldn't be a good opportunity in the future during that summer maybe not to fish. Also allows customers who maybe never had bought a combination license, and maybe somebody encouraged them to try saltwater fishing and gives them the opportunity to go to combination license. And we really want that. We want people to try the combination license because we think once they try it, they'll like it, and they'll keep purchasing it every year. So help raise revenue for the agency, we feel. And this would be an item that would be a promotional item. So the director would decide maybe during the summer it's a really good pink year, let people, you know, for a month upgrade to this new package or to the combo license. And the third item is called the senior combination. Right now we only offer combination licenses to residents, and then once they turn 70 they lose that option, so we want to keep that option for them. And what we found is a lot of residents who purchase a combination, once they become a senior, they don't buy all the pieces anymore. They only buy a few of the pieces. So we're losing a little bit of revenue when that happens. And so this package will allow them to continue purchasing that. I mean, we've been getting more and more people to buy the combination licenses for the whole life until they turn 70, and then it's gone. And so we want to keep that. For fishing, yes. Fishing licenses, senior 70, yes. And so that's what everything is in the new proposed WAC. Any
the Fish Washington license isn't available in, we haven't seen it in any other state. This is a one button, one push, walk in real quick. If you have your access, get it. We've heard from customers that they want to be able to just push a button and get everything they need to fish with. And so that's the answer for that. We haven't seen it in any other state. There may be some different packages around lifetime licenses or combination sportsman packs, but not just standard fishing combination, all the categories in those. Idaho has a sportsman's pack that includes some types of fishing and some big game hunting and things like that. And you know, that's real common in other states.
Yeah. Commissioner Carpenter.
Wait, is that a public input?
Oh, well, but don't we do the questions?
Oh, I thought you were going to make a motion.
No.
Sorry, I apologize.
Can I get yelled at?
I have a bunch of the sportfish pamphlets on display in my store, but I haven't looked at them this year thoroughly. But in past years, they've had the licenses listed and the cost in the sportfish pamphlet that came out in June.
Yeah, so it's still there.
So, but they're not going to match up with this.
They're not going to have the Fish Washington because that offer, we didn't have approval at this point in time to put it in the pamphlet.
Well, you guys are marketing. Marketing's everything. How are we going to market it? Other than just on the website, because that's, I don't want to hear that. I hear that all the time. I know there's other ways to do it.
Yeah, well, we definitely have a good relationship with our dealer community, so we'll let them know. Also, we'll put together probably an email campaign. And in reality, too, a lot of this will really kick in for next license year, just because a lot of people bought pieces of these combos already, so there's no need for them to do it. So we feel the real kickoff will be in March. But
the upgrade from the freshwater saltwater license to a combination license is ongoing right now. You can go into dealerships all across the state. I was in Fort Spokane, Walmart in Spokane Valley, and they have a flyer up there suggesting to customers that they are now they can upgrade their freshwater license to a combination license for just the variance in cost. So that's a promotion that we're running currently out in all our dealerships. I'd also remind you that we have 4 field reps that cover the state of Washington. So they're out there talking to their dealers, letting them know when this is going to be available. So it's going to be a word-of-mouth thing. Our dealers are sometimes our best promoters, and they'll let customers know, hey, we've got this opportunity now that you guys can pull up if you're looking for a license. If you want to fish, Bob's in Longview. Huge dealership. They really push push stuff really well. They'll be talking to people as soon as this Fish Washington comes aboard, and somebody may come in for the first time to buy a license this year.
What about the 2 outdoor radio shows on Cairo and KJR? Have you had thought about any contact with them? We got some great listenership, and there are a lot of people that haven't bought their licenses yet for the year. I mean, I can't tell you what a lot is, but I know a bunch of them that are getting ready to, because it's their time of year.
Yeah.
We
don't have a contact. I know you do, though, so I'll reach out and get a contact.
Yeah.
And the Fish and Magician.
Yep.
Yeah.
That's right.
I like it. I mean, I really like it.
Bob?
Yeah. I just have a quick question. Have you done any projections, or do you have any thoughts about whether this is going to, not only is it convenient for the customer, but is it potential to generate additional revenue to the department? I mean, as opposed to doing singletons, even with the discount?
Yeah, definitely we project it will generate revenue. The senior combo was about, I think it was about $40,000 additional revenue if the same percentage of people who bought the combo continue to buy it, will generate that per year. The Fish Washington package, it's a little trickier to project, but we definitely feel it'll project between $20,000 to $40,000 per year, at least minimum. And then the upgrades, the trickiest. We have it right now. We sold 1,000 of those so far, so that's about $27,000 is generated for the agency so far. So
we've got a big survey done by Southwick, outside company, around the Fish Washington thing. The Fish Washington license, and there's some disparity in how much. Southwick's has got it at a very high number, but there are some really good data lines in there that show you customers have bought a combination license and 2 of the 3 endorsements, and we think we have a real good opportunity to convert that person to picking up the 3rd one.
Yes.
Because the price difference is going to make that 3rd one almost, you almost have to buy it. You're going to be in good shape for it.
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah, I just wanted to make a comment. As we've been moving into the Wild Futures program in our listening sessions last a year ago now, a few things kept coming up that people would like, and one of them was simplification. And sometimes there's easy things we can do that just make life a little bit better.
And this is kind of falls in that category. We talked about simplifying fishing rules. Well, we aren't going to wait and then start. We're already started. And even this, the pamphlet you have right now, there's been a few pretty significant changes that have made it kind of easier. I mean, a real simple thing is we went to a alphabetical sorting on the drainages instead of drainage basin sorting. And just made it easier for people to find. I've had all kinds of compliments on that already. Of course, a few people liked it the way it was because they knew what page they had to look on. But a lot of people, newer people to the state, really like that. So this falls into that category of things that we can do within our purview and just start moving the dial a little bit on customer service.
Agreed. Any other questions? No. Thank you, guys. We do have one public testimony. And Art Holman, please. And you know the rules of the beeper.
I'm Art Holman, Grays Harbor County. The crab, Puget Sound crab license doesn't do us a bit of good. I mean, that's a waste of money for us. If you had a combination that, like without the crab license, you'd probably do better. But they're not going to waste their money on it, not in our part of the country. Also, I'd like to touch a little bit on the new fees that is proposed. I get a combination license every year. I fish Nea Bay, Willow Paw, Grays Harbor, Gallatz. My license fees would double or more. I'm 75 years old. This is just ludicrous that you people want to put this kind of burden on the sports when the commercials will only put $2 million in and take 90% of the fish, and we're expected to put $12 million in. That's ludicrous. I did a little survey. I put out 65 copies of the new proposed fees. The response I got back was not nice. All but one person. And I'll put it as nicely as I can. Are you people out of your freaking minds? The one person was a woman. She was a little nicer. But this is a response that you're going to get. Grays Harbor, we've got one fish limit this year. Last year we didn't even get a season. This year's going to be the same way. No kings. I don't know what the heck you people are thinking. You're not giving us anything. It's like you want our money, but sit at the back of the bus. We don't want to hear from you. This is the response that I'm getting all over the Grays Harbor, Willow Paw, even up as far as Nea Bay. Thank you.
Thank you, sir. Okay. That was it for public comment. And this is a decision.
Chair, I move to adopt WAC 220-55-165 as presented.
Thank you. The motion's been made and seconded. Any further discussion? Hearing none, we will. All those in favor of the motion signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed, same sign. Motion carries. Thank you. Thank you, guys.
Thank you. Thank you.